show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, where to go. See, we're only
dreaming. This is Bobby Aaliyah. Welcome to our show. That song, I Can Show You the World, that's what we talk about, making this a better world. The name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. Also, strong, strong theme on aging, healthy aging, body, mind, spirit. We have a great show today with Dr. Peggy Martin. We're going to talk to you about how you can stay as young as possible for as long as you can, how you can ward off diseases. We've got some new breakthroughs, which I know, I've tried them out. She's with a team of doctors that are doing some incredible things. That's why she's on this show. So, let you know, if you have friends who want to listen to this show, don't forget, they can call on their phone at 712-432-7231. And of course, we all know that to get on online, it's prn.fm. Okay. Okay, I'm hooked up now. You can hear me a little better now. Sorry about that. We're having a few technical and phone problems. Dr. Peggy Martin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's great to be here, Bobby. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, we're going to have a great show today. And first of all, could you tell our listeners a little more about yourself, please?
Well, I'm actually a doctor of medicine. I was trained. I did my clinical training in Ireland, and it was fantastic because the doctors there were more into getting people into recovery. Of course, many people were injured, and they went to the hospital, and the stay was short, and the rest of the time was in clinic with involving family and the recovery of the patient. So I appreciated that approach. And so when I returned to the United States, I wanted to take that, bring that with me. And I found that the best people who understood this approach were dealing with natural ways of treatment, especially once the acute problem was over. And so I, in my years back to the States, I aligned with three other naturopaths, herbalists, and other people working with revolutionary types of approaches to bring people back fully to health and to, bring back their youth and vigor. So I'm very excited about what's going on now with helping people recover from chronic diseases.
That's what we're going to talk about today, Dr. Peggy, and so glad to have you. For those that are coming into the show, she is a medical doctor. Dr. Peggy is a scientist, a researcher. And what I like about you, Dr. Peggy, is, and why you're on the show, is you care about people. You work with a lot of, you and your team, you're with a great group of team, and I met one of them, and he's great, too. Your team is doing some real new breakthroughs in health. We'll talk about that, but first thing, I'd like to see if you could talk about how people can heal themselves and how you can help them to show them what goes on in their body and the healing mechanisms. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, one of the things that I thought was important for health is to understand the body and how it works. If you understand your body and what's going on in it, it's an easier process, because sometimes stress of not knowing what's going on can really actually cause a greater problem. You might not do the things that you need to do because sometimes medicine will make you feel that it's helpless, you're lost, or you're going to die, especially when the C word pops up, cancer. And we're deathly afraid to do anything, and we end up doing the wrong thing. And that's the same way with other chronic diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, muscle aches and pains, arthritis. We feel that there's just the medical approach. And to be honest with you, that is the furthest thing from the truth. And so my mission is to bring to the awareness of everyone what they actually need to do on a regular basis, a daily basis, change their lifestyle to one that is conducive to good health. And the good part about it is, once they begin to do it, they will learn to love it and wonder why they ever got involved with doing the opposite of what they should be doing. And that's what I really want to bring to light, so that we can really have the lower morbidity and mortality rates that are appreciated in Europe and Ireland and all the other places that practice, working problems out in this way.
Yeah, for our listeners to know, I'm speaking to Dr. P. Martin, medical doctor, scientist, researcher, and a few weeks ago on this show, Peggy was on with another gentleman, Red Brady, who works with Arctic Chaga. And the trouble is, by accident, the show, it was a day when nobody was in on a Saturday. The tape was put on. We recorded the tape early like we're doing today. And the tape came on an hour earlier than usual, which is usual time is 4 o'clock Eastern time. No, 2 o'clock Eastern time and 11 a.m. Pacific time, and it came on an hour earlier, so a lot of people did not hear the show, and that's why I'm getting Peggy back on here, Dr. Peggy on again. Dr. Peggy, we're going to talk today about chaga, we're going to talk about antioxidants, we're going to talk about the phytonutrients and all the things that go about, but first let's get into the body. Well, you just mentioned some things about what goes on in the inner body, the immune system. Let's talk about what I just said, the antioxidants, how they all work together and what they can do for someone's body.
Antioxidants are substances that will destroy radicals in the body, free radicals. Free radicals are particles with a charge on them, and they destroy blood vessels. They destroy tissue, and that's, of course, not good. Now, free radicals are produced by the metabolism all the time, and so that's why it's important that you have a lot of antioxidants in your bloodstream doing the work of neutralizing these free radicals. There are other substances that could be in the environment that are cancerous. You're exposed to it everywhere you go. So that means that you have to be fortified daily with free radicals. So let's say you were to consume a phytonutrient that is loaded with antioxidants. Well, you're putting particles in there, but of course there are free radicals to be neutralized, and so you're exhausting your supply. So that's why it's important that whatever nutrients you're taking, it has a high ORAC rating, and that stands for organic oxygen radical absorption capacity. So it has a high capacity to absorb these free radicals. And this is where Arctic Chaga comes in, because it has the highest ORAC 5 levels of any substance that we know of. That is why when I found out about it with Red Brady, who is the CEO of Arctic Chaga, that I was so impressed with it, and why I became the Arctic Chaga in-house scientist, because that's what I was looking for. I mean, that's my job, to look for protocols that really, really work in a natural way in the body without causing any harm whatsoever. Two, of course, our natural cells, but it does kill cancerous cells. So its harmful effect is on, you know, healthy cells of the body, but the cells that are causing problems, bacteria, fungi, parasites, it goes out and wage war on these invaders.
You know, Dr. Peggy, not just the things you just mentioned, the fungi, but this country we live in and this world we live in are just the climate change and all the factors. Environment is really bad, worse than ever. The water that we all over the world, the air, the food we eat, it's been poisoned by people like the genetically engineered foods. Let's talk about that and how that affects people, how they get sick, and what we can do about it.
Well, yes, we are living in an environment surrounded by toxins and poisons that will affect us in a very negative way. That is why it is so important to fortify your body, because if someone is coming in or if these things are coming in to attack you, you need to have an army and a very strong one to fight back. And so that's why it is important that you find the types of foods that will wage this battle for you. That's so important. You need to find something that's going to boost your immune system, because your immune system, tackles the problem. And that's why Arctic Chaga, which contains all these phytonutrients, vitamins, which are cofactors for your metabolism, and other molecules, very active molecules that will actually wage that battle for you. Yes, we live in an environment where we're inundated with things that will bring us down, especially if our immune system is not strong enough to battle it. And if you're not eating correctly, number one thing, what you put into your body, what you willingly digest, what you don't realize you're doing, that's very important. And that's one of the things that is a part of the anti-aging process, is what you consume and the things you need to avoid.
And for our listeners, I'm speaking to Dr. Peggy Martin, medical doctor, scientist, researcher, and I have been around the world. I've been with many, many health people, been in health myself for many years, and she's one of the greatest doctors I've ever met. Because she cares about people, she's got the answers, and her and her team have come to a new breakthrough, and we're going to talk about that. You can talk about that now and throughout the show, and we're going to talk about cancer, we're going to talk about anti-aging, or I should call it healthy aging, and I just want to tell you a little thing that happened to me, Dr. Peggy. About 30 years ago, I was green products that, I won't say the name of the company, but these products had spirulina, they had chlorella, they had all the stuff in the ocean, they had wheatgrass. They were wonderful. And I took them, I sold them to people. But one thing I learned, Dr. Peggy, people cannot rush to this thing. When they're starting something brand new, like a great green protocol, they have to go slow to start. Why? We learned that their system usually has a lot of bad bacteria, and this product our new product has got good bacteria. So therefore, there comes a major chaos inside the system, in their intestines, and it causes a lot of problems. That's why people have to slowly. From that, and let's go into what you're doing and the products you have, what you can tell people about the protocol that you have.
Yeah, well, there is a such thing as good bacteria. It lines the gut, and it does some digestion for us. Many times when you take antibiotics, it doesn't differentiate between good bacteria. And good bacteria is the flora, is, you know, what occupies what's in your gut doing the job you need it to do. Antibiotics will kill everything you know, and so therefore you're left with digestive issues. So you have to be careful, and you have to listen to your body. One thing what can happen is we can just be completely out of touch with our body. In other words, we don't listen to it, and so we're not aware of when things are going wrong. But the advice is to research all the things that you intend to include in your diet and just what you're going to concentrate on for your intake. Because you need to research it, you need to know what you're allergic to, what your body needs, what your body craves, what, you know, you need to take the time and just be a part of your life, your health. When you do that, then you can learn what will work for you and learn what you need to stay away from. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean by that. Sometimes people, because they've had heart attacks, the doctor will put them on a blood thinner. They might say, well, take a baby aspirin, 81 mg, to thin the blood so that the platelets won't clot together and block the arteries. Well, if you're already on a blood thinner, then perhaps you may put off to use something that also thins the blood, because if that means that if there's any insult, if there's a breakage of a blood vessel, there aren't enough platelets to clump together to stop the bleeding. So then there's this uncontrollable bleeding. You need to understand what each element that you take in your body, and if it's going to have a compounded effect and create a disaster. You know, so you need to be aware of what you're taking into your body and what may react with perhaps prescription drugs. And that's where you do your research, or that's when you call me. Either that or that. But it's very important that you become an active part of your lifestyle, because this is a new lifestyle. And you know, it's interesting, because when many people think of this lifestyle, they think, oh, it's just rice cakes and water and things that I don't enjoy, you know, ingesting. But that is so far from the truth. There is a period in which it is different. For example, you should not digest sugar. You should not eat sugar or anything that contains sugar. Why? Because you are feeding the very same thing that you're trying to destroy. If I'm trying to get rid of you, why would I invite you over for dinner? Unless there's poison in the food I'm going to give you. Outside of that, why should I give you healthy food that will help your growth? To attack me? No. So you have to be aware of what you take in, and when you take it in, what effect it's going to have on the fight that you're waging against something that's, you know, not good for you. So that's what learning about the body is about, because you don't want to unwittingly do something that's going to cause you to lose the battle against disease or chronic disabilities.
Very good. You know, on this show, Dr. Peggy, we believe in, and we talk quite often about a plant-based diet, and we do work with a lot of people of all ages. We have a good element of people that are into worrying about aging themselves, so we try to tell them to stay away from sugar. You just said it, because it's so bad. Many people say it's the number one killer in this country for heart disease and other diseases. And we also tell people processed foods aren't good, and instead to get a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits, juicing, lots of water, and just, you know, this is exactly what they do. When people have cancer and they go to these famous cancer clinics, they pay $5,000 to $10,000 a week, whereas they could just follow the protocol and get a lot of greens, a lot of juices, a lot of vegetables, fruits, and stay away from the things I just mentioned. So let's talk about that. And that's why chaga is so good. Tell us about where chaga comes from. A little history on chaga, please.
Well, chaga itself is found on the East Coast, Siberia, and other places in the world. And chaga itself it has a high ORAC 5 rating. Now, let's specify Arctic chaga, which is very, very different. Well, it's different in the sense that it has the highest ORAC 5 rating, and it's higher than the other chagas on the East Coast, Vermont, Maine, and, you know, these areas where they produce it in this country. That's because of how the cold temperatures. It's grown in Fairbanks, Alaska, and at minus 65 degree temperature. And the mushroom, which grows on the birch tree, it absorbs all the phytonutrients from the birch tree, and it has strong antimicrobial effects, meaning that it's antibacteria, you know, anti everything that is bad in your, you know, that could, you know, grow in your body and take over. So this is natural, and it also has carcinogenic effects. It kills cells, cancerous cells. It has complex molecules, polysaccharides, beta glucans, and these carbohydrates increase energy levels. They boost brain function and liver function. The betulene and betulinic acid, these complex molecules, they actually kill cancer cells. And research has demonstrated that they do not produce any harmful effects on healthy cells of the body. There are other phytochemicals that, as I mentioned, it stops the growth of harmful bacteria and other things in the body. And there's this complex molecule called melanin, and the chaga has the highest antioxidant level amongst all the medicinal mushrooms and other natural substances. So it has these remarkable compounds in it that it absorbs from the birch tree. And I think it takes about 20 years for this process to be complete. And even if the tree dies, it still looks as if it's healthy, because the substances are there to eliminate and destroy, you know, microbial substances. So it's fascinating. It's really fascinating that we have found something that we could use outside of a hospital, which is very daunting for most of us. And so we have the earth that is naturally helping us face these problems that, you know, of being in an environment surrounded by all these horrible things in our environment.
Excellent. This is great. I want to let the listeners know that I've tried this and I got a jump. I got a real feel. Of course, I also sell Gary Knowles products and the cruciferous, which many of you may have heard about, raw studded vegetables, gave me a jump. When I say a jump, it means an energy pickup.
Yeah.
I take nothing but the best of the best from Gary Knowles and other places, with green powders and vegetables that are juiced, fruits that are juiced. I get it all. I take everything cruciferous. And I've only twice I've gotten in the last 10 years I've gotten a real energy burst, one with chaga and one with cruciferous. And so I want to let you know that this is, I know for a fact for the listeners that this is the real thing. This helps so many different diseases. So for the listeners who are coming in late, I am Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world and healthy aging is the name of the show. We also are talking right now with Dr. Peggy Martin. She's a doctor, a scientist, a researcher who's dedicated, who helps people. She's got a new team of people. People she's known, and I know some of them myself, naturopaths and others who are really doing research along with her and coming up with some new breakthrough technologies, not just in the chaga, but also in different equipment to help people. And so I'm going to ask you, Dr. Martin, I know at the end of the show you can give your contact information, but let's give it now. So people, get your pen and paper out now, and if you don't get it, she's going to give it again at the end, and please give it slowly. How people can reach you and ask you questions about their health and about chaga. Go right ahead.
Yes. You are welcome to call me. Truly you are. So don't feel it's an imposition, because it's not. My number is 213-400-6479. Once again, 213-400-6479. And if you call me, I will answer.
Great. Beautiful. All right. Well, let's talk about how I know that you treat a lot of people. You help a lot of people. You're really into all kinds of health. What I like about you is, Dr. Martin, is that you're really into spiritual things. You're into holistic person who really lives that way. You believe in karma. You believe in a lot of wonderful things.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to talk to you and get to know you, and you as well as Red Brady got me into chaga, and I'm so happy you did, because I like it. It works. Let's get into cancer and other debilitating diseases such as diabetes and strokes, and what people can do about that and how chaga can help them in that way.
Okay, well, we got to understand that most of the problems such as diabetes, heart attacks, hypertension, all other degenerative diseases, mainly they're brought about through poor diet and not exercising. It is hard to replace those things. And the market, you're inundated with information coming in telling you there's a magic capsule you can take and lose all the weight and feel healthy and turn back the hands of time. In reality, the correct way to do that is through proper nutrition. And one knows about proper nutrition from, doing your study, paying attention, and listening to the Gary Knowles Show and listening to you and all of that, because you emphasize what's necessary to be healthy and to turn the hands of the clock backwards, so that you can return to your youthful appearance. Nothing is that works better than a proper diet and giving your body the things it needs to heal itself. What heals your body is itself, and you giving it the tools to do so. Now, knowing that, you also have to know that you can't add enemies that are going to undo the job that the good guys are doing. And of course, that would be the foods that we ingest, our Western foods that we eat, that are a part of our diet on a regular basis. Of course, things that contain saturated fats, sugar, number one killer, as we know, but saturated fats and high cholesterol levels, they are also killers too. You mentioned the juicing, which is so important, because it itself contains the things that will boost your immune system. Give it the substances it needs to do its job. A lot of people think, well, even if when an immune system flatlines, the person will flatline. As we know, as you know, in AIDS, because the problem with people with AIDS, of course, their immune cells are gone. And you can pump that person up with antibiotics, thinking you can fight the pathogens off that way. And, of course, that doesn't work. So boosting that immune system or giving it what it needs to fight the battle is the way to do it. And juicing is it. And consuming Arctic chaga is it. And consuming the other things that contain the substances used by the body is the way to go. Okay, now we look at ourselves. We understand that now. But right now we got 10 pounds of belly fat here and there, everywhere over our bodies if we're middle age. We may have been active all of this time, but yet we're getting that middle age spread. Well, that's the opposite of anti-aging. That's the aging process. So the question is, how do we turn back the hands of time? How do we get that look again? Is it at all possible to get that look? Well, people who are into this and people who decide, you know what, I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to put me put all my attention on making me the best I can be. If we were to take that attitude and we say, you know what, I like this cupcake, I like this ice cream cone, I like these things. And let's face it, it does taste good, but it's not conducive to good health. So we have to take a mature stand and say, you know what, I think I'd rather live longer. I'd rather my family live longer. I'd rather enjoy life a little better, and I'd rather look good. So it's a choice. When making that choice and being serious about it and gravitating towards a plant-based diet, then we begin to realize that that's the answer to this big mystery of how to turn the clock back, when it's basically the consumption of the foods that have the components that will, you know, help our body put parts together. For example, let's take somebody with anemia, iron deficient anemia. The problem with the blood cells is they're not going to keep producing blood cells unless all the components are there. And if iron is a very important part of the hemoglobin that binds to the oxygen and carries it to the different organs and releases it. But if the iron isn't there, what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to keep producing the red blood cells? No, they stop. It actually stops. So your body doesn't have the amount that it needs because you didn't give it everything it needed to produce it. That's how the body works. So if you give it everything it needs to produce the parts that it needs to replace, then it does. But if you don't, it doesn't. And so here you are. You have some kind of chronic disease because there's something missing that you didn't give your body. And you, when you think about it, if you think about it that way, then you say, wow, I'm at the heart of my own problem. Or if I consume a lot of sweets, well, the sugars in my bloodstream, the bacteria in my bloodstream, you're giving it what it needs to multiply. And it does multiply in exponentially. And next thing you know, you have overwhelming infection because that bacteria has grown exponentially in your bloodstream. Now you ask, how did that happen? Well, because I unwittingly gave it what it needed to grow. And now it's overtaking me. So that's why I say it's so important to know what's going on, because once you know, you'll say, wow, I'm not going to do that. I'm fighting cancer. I'm not going to give the cancer cells what it needs to multiply and grow and feed the rest of my body. I'm going to starve it. Because it's alive, it's doing its thing, and it still needs blood and all that other stuff that all the other cells need. But you say, well, I'm not going to give you what you need to multiply and kill me. That knowledge is worth a lot of money. And once you know that, you don't have to go to some of these treatment centers. You already know not to do it. You already know I'm going to give my body what it takes to fight this off. So that's really at the heart of being a person who is going to fight and not just cave in and let it, you know, consume you.
That's great. Dr. Peggy Martin, we're speaking to medical doctor, lots of scientific work, research into holistic health, naturopath work with some of the great doctors in Southern California. Dr. Peggy, I want to let you know, I not only am now taking Chaga, but I also work with Gary Knoll's products. And as a nutritionist, I help people, and a lot of help. I have two people that have cancer. And I went to one of the doctors at the cancer convention, Dr. Contreras from Tijuana, and asked him to help my patient. I had a patient with me that was about to die. He was had pancreatic cancer. And the doctor said,
right,
no, I can't help you unless you give me $6,500 for the first week. We'll take care of him. So I said, well, you know, I'm doing this for nothing. I'm not getting paid at all. Why can't you do it for at least one week? Help the man out. He said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Walked away. Then I also talked to Dr. Charlotte Gerson. I met her. She is the daughter of Max Gerson, one of the most famous names in all of cancer, defeating cancer. And he, Charlotte Gerson, she's now 91 years old. She looks great. She looks like she's 65 or so. Skin, everything. Mm-hmm. Why? She has a tremendous diet. She talked about juicing, and I want to talk and say something about juicing.
Right.
I asked her, I said, I've got this patient in cancer. We can't afford to take him for a week for your place or any place. And the man is just about falling apart. Look at him. He could barely stand up. We had to hold him up. I mean, he was really bad off. So pancreatic cancer, as you know, is one of the worst things you could have, period.
Yeah.
Most people die. Well, so here's what she said. She said, well, okay, if you can't come to a clinic, you can't pay money, no problem. What you do is just get my book and go through it. It'll tell you, it's a protocol. It'll tell you exactly the same things that we do at our center. It'll tell you step by step the juicing methods and the other methods we do and what not to take, what not to eat. It's a complete plan. And you know what? I looked at the plan, and it's the same thing I've been doing. A lot of juicing, vegetables, fruits, organic sprouts, and staying away from sugar and meat and dairy keeping a solid, positive mind. So I want you to carry on that subject matter, and then you can get into aging also. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, she's absolutely right. She's, as I mentioned, it's what you give your body. You got to help your body through this thing. It knows what to do. It knows how to heal. It has a mind of its own, really. But you have to have the mind to give it what it needs to repair itself. So the good old doctor was right that's the way to go with it. And when we talk about anti-aging with the weight loss, we have over the years when we get older and we kind of slow down. Many of us are active in our youth. You know, as kids, we're running all over the place. We're using all the energy that many times we eat, and it doesn't we don't develop fat stores over our body. But as we move on in life, we get busy with work, and unless it's some outdoor kind of activity, or maybe we are a fan of sports or whatever, we tend to slow down a bit. Or we get preoccupied in our work, and we just can't do it like we used to. And we begin to get that middle age spread. And all that is just accumulated fat in the thoracic cavity and in the abdominal cavity. That's why our stomachs aren't as flat as they used to be. But that is not something that has to happen. It's only happening because of the fact that we're slowing down. And we're eating foods. Now we have money. You know, at first, maybe when we're younger, we don't have the money. We got to eat what mommy and daddy tells us. And, of course, they probably understand that we need to eat plenty of vegetables. And we don't have the money to buy the candy that we want or the kind of foods that we want. But once we get older, we're like, oh, I can get whatever I want. And that's what we do. And it's usually all the wrong foods. It's fast foods, refined foods, foods that have little to no nutrition. But yet, you know, we don't have enough time, or we don't have the understanding that that's what we should be getting. And so we find ourselves eating more. Why? Because our body is telling us, look, I didn't get that riboflavin, or I didn't get that thiamine, or I didn't get this cofactor or that cofactor, so I'm hungry, and I'm going to make you eat until you give it to me. And so because we're still gravitated towards the foods we like, and not towards the vegetables or the juicing that will give us that missing cofactor or missing something that we need, our body's going to keep, we're going to get hungry. We're going to stay hungry. And when we stay hungry and we're eating all the wrong foods, that's when we begin to metamorphosize into that thing that's older and you know, not us, not how we, when we look in the mirror, we see ourselves or, you know, what we identify with. We usually identify with the younger self. We, because I've known people who are older, but if I ask for a picture of them, they give me the picture of them when they're in their 20s, and they might be 50 years old or 60 years old. And they look at that picture, and they still think they look like that. I mean, I know you know a lot of people like that, and, you know, so
right.
It's not that we we can turn the hand of time back to a certain extent, but that is if we keep the same activity level up and we learn what we should eat. And it always, it really boils down to those two things, high activity level and eating the right foods and staying away from toxins. And, you know, toxins are everywhere. And sometimes toxins can cause cancer in the environment. But if, in fact, you have these factors that you're just there, that is why you need to have that extra boost, especially Arctic Chaga. And the other things that are there, I believe in a combination of approaches. I really do. So that is it as far as dealing with what we do, what we should always do. You know, we should change our thought about what food really is and the purpose of food. Food is a wonderful thing. We love it. It's we can pick our favorite foods, and that's wonderful. But I think we should think of food as a way to allow us to reach our potential, what we want to do in life. We shouldn't just I wake up, well, what am I going to have to eat? And, you know, that shouldn't be how we handle things. Unless, of course, we're planning the entire week where we're going to go to the farmer's market and buy enough food for the week, and or you're going to go to a place that is known for juicing the right thing. There are places in which they, you know, you can get what looks like something that you're juicing, and it's so full of sugar that it's counter, you know, it's not what you really need to have. So you have to be very careful about when you make up your mind to gravitate towards the right foods, that you are actually taking in things that will help you and not hurt you.
That's super. That's wonderful. I want to let our listeners know that I'm speaking to Dr. Peggy Martin, a medical doctor that's talking about the immune system, about aging, about cancer, what we can do about it, about a product that they found named Chaga. We're going to get into that right in a few minutes here. But I want to encourage our listeners, this show is more and more into aging. It's into health, body, mind, spirit. And I want to motivate, and I want Dr. Peggy to help me tell our listeners about how that it's so important to take care of yourself now, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or whatever you are, because aging right. actually starts in the late 20s. And so do it now. Go ahead, Dr. Martin.
Well, you know, actually aging begins when you're born. That's when aging begins, because your body is beginning to, you know, do the things it needs to do. You're growing. So you're aging, you're growing, and that's fine. But, you know, there's a certain point in our existence that we're like, I like the way I look. You know, this is where I want to be. Okay, this is what I identify with. That's the look that you might want to maintain, especially when you look at the younger you. So if you want to return or to you know, be that younger you, that's when you need to really check what you eat. But then also you need to begin your kids eating the right food so they can acquire a taste for the right food, because it's surprising. A lot of people don't know this, that they have just created a habit to gravitate towards these sugary, greasy types of foods that are not very good for us. But if we were to stay away from those types of foods for some period of time, if we were to return, we would not like the taste of it. It would be, oh my God, this is not good. When I went overseas, when I was studying my medicine, it was surprising how they talked about our diets and how the food was just not good, because they were used to eating healthy foods. And when I was there and I came back to the United States, and I, you know, it's a lot of fast foods around, and I just, because I didn't eat fast foods over there, when I ate them, I couldn't even stomach French fries anymore, because I could taste the oil in it, whereas I had stayed away from the oil and actually felt healthier than I had ever felt before. If people were to juice it and become vegans, which they should if they're battling a chronic disability. If you are battling cancer or a chronic disability, are you seriously want to turn back the hands of time and, you know, this anti-aging, really start, you know, melting off the fat and your skin glowing and your hair growing and, you know, all those good things that happen in youth. You really want to return to that, then vegan, becoming a vegan is just the way to go. And, of course, the Arctic Chaga gives you the energy to increase your activity level. You know, increasing your activity level, sticking to a plant-based diet, you know, consuming what you need so that you don't, when you consume, when you give your body everything it needs to function, you'll find that you're not hungry most of the time. And you're not craving anything, because craving means your body needs something. And you'll find that you can go through the whole day practically and realize you don't have those that hunger that hits you when you haven't consumed the right foods.
Great. This is beautiful. We're winding down the show, coming to the end, Dr. Peggy. Let's get, for 3 or 4 minutes, the basics of why chaga is so good for aging, for reversing diseases. What is it that you can encourage people to see about chaga? And then in a few minutes, we're going to tell people how they can get it. Let's get into chaga right now.
Yeah, well, Arctic chaga, like I said, it has the highest ORAC 5 rating, which means that it has the five different molecules that will destroy free radicals that can be produced by cancerous cells or the byproduct of our metabolism. And so what it does is it stops that degenerative process of destruction of the blood vessels and tissue. So it keeps the blood clean of things that is there to destroy it. It also is a detoxification agent, meaning that if you drink chaga on a regular basis, you'll become regular. Many people are on drugs that are anticholinergic, meaning that they will constipate you. Chaga will reverse that. So that means that if you're drinking it at the amount that's best suited for you, because each person is a little different. Some people are less toxic, so they may drink it and not feel that immediate push to eliminate, because let's face it, they've been taking care of themselves. But others who have neglected themselves over the years, they might be affected immediately. I recall I was at an Arctic Chaga tea party at a park that I invited my neighbors to, you know, come in and experience what I was trying to share with the world. And one gentleman who I could tell had neglected himself, he just took a couple of drinks, and he said he felt his stomach turn. And I said, aha. That tells me a lot about your condition. And I said, here, take some. I showed him how to make it, because it's a special way to make it so that you don't destroy its biological activity, because these are huge molecules. And so you can't boil it or do anything like that. You simmer it, you know, for 8 hours in a crock pot, in a 1 gallon crock pot. You let it simmer, and then you the next morning you scoop it out through a strainer, catching the wonderful liquid, and then you fill, you know, you take that out and you may put it in a container where you share it with your family. And then you fill the crock pot back up to the top and let it simmer some more. That's how you can keep a quantity around so that you can enjoy it throughout the day. And then you begin to feel the effects. I mean, you just begin to feel it, and I've never known anyone who didn't feel it. If they do the process right, you cannot not do the process right and expect everything to go well. And it's not that difficult. It's just as it is with your health, you have to be aware of what's going on. So saying all of that, it is a way to detox your body, flush that stuff out that shouldn't be there. And when you begin to not consume other things, you don't want to flush it out and just put it back in and flush it out. what you want to do is improve your health. You don't, you know, you don't want to be stay still. You want to say, okay, now I know that I should be eating this way, that I need to behave in a way that is conducive to good health. So it's a conscious thing. It's a lifestyle. They need to continue to listen to your show. They need to continue to reach out to those who are trying to show them what they need to do for vitality and longevity.
Excellent.
And I
well,
want
I know.
To make
Go ahead.
Sure that I do mention some of the other state-of-the-art ways that my colleagues, some of the equipment that they use, that will also do similar things, because almost everything that's good to you will be trying to clean that stuff out of your body. Now, when you begin to lose fat, that let's say you you say, I'm going to start running, I'm going to change my diet, but you have to understand that toxins are stored, fat-soluble toxins are stored in your fat. So when you begin to burn that fat, those toxins are released in your bloodstream. So that means that you need to have something there ready to grab it and take it out of your system and not affect you again. Because if you don't, then you begin to feel tired, sluggish. Then you think, every time I start running, every time I get, you know, start working out, I should be feeling good, but my muscles are aching, my joints are aching. That is the reason why you need to be consuming something that is going to grab those toxins as soon as they're released from the fat cell, because you just burned it. You broke up, open that fat cell and released those stored toxins that may have been stored for years because you've been overweight for years. And
right.
So they're released. You need to have something ready to grab it up and push it out of your body, and Arctic Chaga is the thing.
Dr. Peggy, we've got to wind down here. I just want to encourage you to have people to call you, and I'll tell you, listeners, why you should call her. One, you could ask her questions free of charge about yourself, your health, things that we talked about on the show today, different illnesses and problems and questions about health. This woman's amazing. She's one of the best in the world, in my opinion, and Chaga is also one of the best in the world. The CEO, Red Brady, was on the show and didn't come up that often because the show was put on an hour early a few weeks ago. But he claims, and he and Dr. Peggy have been around some of the great people, some of the doctors and researchers, and other people that have tried this also can say this is as good, if not better, than anything else that they've ever touched or seen. So, and I say the same thing. So you need to, she will tell you how to fix it, how to prepare it, how to take it, all her questions. And also, if you have questions about the new breakthroughs and the new equipment that they're using, her and her team, you can ask her that, too. And we're going to probably have you on again, Dr. Peggy, to talk about your team and all the new things that they're doing, because this show is about aging. But give your number. We've got to hurry up and get off, though. Please give your contact number slowly.
My number is 213-400-6479. 213-400-6479.
I'm going to give it again as I end the show right now. But thank you so much, Dr. Peggy. I'm looking forward to meeting you again. I'm still taking Chaga. It's wonderful. I encourage everyone to stay in touch with this show, to stay in touch and call you. I'm going to have you on again for sure. And thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Bobby. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Great. You do such great work. Keep it up. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. Let me just finish up the show by saying, giving her number out again. I'm going to give you my number also. Her number, Dr. Peggy Martin, medical doctor, holistic person, researcher, scientist, done all the studies. I forgot to tell you on the show that before she even got involved, she spent a whole week just studying, learning, looking to see if this was the right thing. She found out it was. Her number, again, 213-400-6479. My number, 323-770-1925. Next, in the next few weeks, we're going to be doing aging. We're going to talk to Dr. Sarah Larson in 2 weeks from today, on the 22nd of November, about how to prepare for Christmas as far as what you eat, how you live, things that you do. The holidays are rough on people health-wise. We get a lot of, from A to Z, about how to prepare for that and what to do, what not to do. That's Dr. Peggy Larson, November the 22nd, Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on this show. All right. Want to thank the people that helped me put this show together, the staff in New York, the PRN director, Jason. Thank you, Jason. The engineer that was on today, I didn't get his name, a different engineer than usual. Also want to thank Casey, who does so much work in the promos and other stuff with the staff, a great addition to that staff. I want to thank my, here in Los Angeles, our producer, which is Jimmy D, a great guy. Also, Stuart Hassel, our associate producer, he does a lot of work. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for calling in, for listening to the show. We'll be on again every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. Describe.